When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episodic podcasting adventure. It's Taka.
My feed stopped right when Roman Reigns came out on my computer. I had to run downstairs, log into my other one to finish it. So I caught him like spearing Bray Wyatt. The only thing I noticed, it looks like he's got some new teeth or something.
Yeah, he's got veneers.
Yeah, and
looks weird as fuck.
He's a heel. I'm pretty sure he's a heel.
Well, yeah, you nailed it. So if you guys were checking out our pre-show, J-Bomb was like, oh yeah, he's going to come back and he's going to be a heel. And I was calling him an idiot. Well, mainly because usually he is. But secondly, there's no way I thought he was going to come back as a heel, right? People are going to wait for him to come back. But no, he came back as a heel, attacked or destroyed everybody. And what is it, like attack everybody and leave or whatever the fuck it said on the shirt?
I like it.
Cool, man. Why not? Take a chance. Let's do it. You know, Cena never did it for years. Let's see if Roman can do it and do it well. Now, this makes me ask tons of questions. He's a heel. The whole thing, we're going to get to the matches. We're going to get to Braun Strowman and The Fiend and what we thought of that match and all that stuff. But now, clearly, this goes to show that Roman Reigns will be challenging The Fiend for the Universal title. It's clear as day. Yeah. Gotta say, man, this takes a lot of momentum away from The Fiend after that match. You know, pick up the big win, wins his Universal Championship back that he lost against Goldberg. And then right away, Roman Reigns, funny again, Goldberg took him out, and then we got somebody else spearing his ass. Can't feel great for The Fiend. He's a two-time Universal Champion, mind you. But Jesus Christ, Roman Reigns is back. I thought he was going to call out like Retribution or something, and that was going to be his gang or something like
I
that.
I thought Retribution was going to circle the ring with him and then be with him. You know what I mean? Come out looking like they're going to attack Roman, and then he gives them that like that fist bump, and they all just jump on Braun and Bray.
Now, why don't I see the chat?
You don't see the chat?
Oh, there it is.
Okay,
there it is. I didn't at first. Okay, cool. Yeah. I don't know, man. That's crazy. I mean, they said that we weren't going to see it coming, and a lot of us talked about Roman Reigns. We all thought it was going to be during the Seth Rollins match, right? We didn't think it was going to make that much sense during the Fiend versus Strowman. So the Fiend versus Strowman, look, I thought that the pay-per-view itself, I thought all the matches were put in the perfect order. The only questionable one I had was the main event until Roman Reigns came back. Now it all made sense.
Yeah.
Cool. I think it worked out well. The only thing that I was a little bit frustrated, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because it's Braun Strowman, and Braun Strowman can have these epic matches. I thought, you know, him getting the X-Acto knife cut in the ring was okay, fair enough. And then right away, turns it around and he gets the moves done on him. It was short. I think they could have done a little bit more with it, but I don't know how much more you could have done.
It was hardly falls count anywhere.
It was hardly, exactly. They go into the gorilla position and then they come right back out.
I was
out.
Hoping to see Vince back and, there. I really was.
Yeah. You get out of here. Get
exactly.
No, I get it. But, yeah, and then he hits, I wanted all those little faces on the screens to go off, and then Alexa Bliss come up on all
of them. We talked about it on the pre-show.
Play mind games with Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman loses his mind, and then he hits him on the wood. Then he finishes him off. I thought that the ending was kind of slot. I mean, whatever. I mean, it was okay.
Kind of shit.
Roman Reigns coming out and being a Roman Reigns coming back and being a heel is great. I miss his teeth, man. I got to say, man, I get the whole, you know, you want to have nice veneers. He's doing movies. He wants that crisp smile. But, like, he had that little gap, and I don't know. It worked with him. Now it's really hard. I'm sure I'll get over it, and I'll get used to it. But it was really weird to see. With those teeth, what do they do? They literally knock out all your teeth?
You know what? It's a pretty big process. So I'm thinking that these are clips. Like, you just clip them on. That's my guess. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a dentist, but...
Any of you guys got veneer out there? Veneer teeth?
I know somebody who does have
veneers. Do they literally knock out all your teeth and then drill in new teeth?
They grind them down.
Or do
they
cap them?
They grind them, like, right down. It's like...
Nah, man. Those are, like, new teeth. The gaps...
No, I know, but they grind your teeth down, and they keep, like, a couple millimeters, and then they drill new teeth into you. So, but there are clips that you can put on. But either way, Roman Reigns is back, veneers and all. And fuck, that blew my mind, man. It really got me pumped. Like, I straight up popped. And call me a poser. Yep. I don't care. I was never a huge Roman guy, but that is fucking nice, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, we're going to see how he fares. People were wondering, can he pull off the being a heel? He's been doing some acting. We know that as well. I liked it. So now, hey, look, dude, guys, you want a reason to tune into SmackDown? No one's watching that shit. Now, this is a reason to tune into SmackDown. So cool. Good way to cap off.
Oh, dude, he's going to be on Raw tomorrow. There's no way Roman's not on Raw.
I don't know. I didn't think in my mind he'd be on Raw. I think he's like Universal Championship. You know, they got their people on Raw. They got their people on SmackDown. I think he's going to be SmackDown. And I think it is a way to get more viewership on SmackDown.
Fair enough, Matt. The chat, Cena says the teeth are looking fresh. Marty and JP from the Irish Ripper are going at each other. Yeah, Marty, we never got an update on what's going on. I hope everything's okay, buddy. So we have payback next Sunday, which is a surprise.
Yeah. Do we even know any matches other than the tag team match?
Well, FPC's asking, are we going to get Roman versus somebody at payback already, or do they have a Strowman Fiend rematch there? So who knows?
Yeah, we just had the tag team match. We don't even know who Sasha and Bayley are facing. It's going to be interesting after what we saw tonight. We're going to get to that shortly. But maybe will Roman take the belt off of the Fiend that quickly? Imagine. Oh man. That would be awesome because it would draw real heel heat to Roman 100%. Right. But at the same time, a lot of people who like the Fiend aren't going to be too happy about that.
I don't know, man. I feel like everyone's going to be on this Roman hype wagon right now, man. He was gone long enough. You know what I mean? To be like missed. I'm wondering if it wouldn't have been a better move if he came in and just fucking annihilated the both of them and the match just never ended, or if he pulled one onto the other to make him win. I mean, No.
I like this. I like that it was the end of the match and he came in and he did it. I thought it was good. Well done. Everything was it was good. Other than the match itself, I thought the match could have been better, longer. And I don't think it's the Fiend's fault. I think the Fiend can go and he could do some stuff. He looked a bit out of shape, though. But, well, he always, like, kind of jacks up and gets thin and then, like, again, you know. But whatever. It is his body type, and I'm not going to knock it. I did. But Braun Strowman, I just feel like that was it. Just, I don't know, man. Lost all of his peel to me, even especially shaving the head. Like I said, I think he's going down Big Show territory at this point. So he'll be flip-flopping. He'll be crying next week. We'll see.
Rucker just joined the chat as well. Rucker four times. Trivomania champ. Marty says, Roman coming back was perfect. Now he just needs to be an unstoppable badass going forward. JP also says, put the belt on Roman. Let the Fiend chase. I don't know. I mean, I just say destroy the Fiend, move forward, just be a fucking badass.
Same here. Don't let the Fiend chase. Fiend doesn't need the championship belt. We've said this before. Like, he just can do his own thing, fucking with people, doing programs. The whole thing with John Cena worked really well. Braun Strowman without the championship belt worked really well. I don't know what happened with Alexa Bliss, who's tweeting all night, all day, all weekend about, like, mind games and shit. Like, I really thought she was going to be there one way or the other, and she didn't come through. So who knows? Maybe she'll play into some storyline, but seems like a real missed opportunity. And I don't know. Like I said, the faces should have went out. Bliss should have came up. Braun should have been like,
Arr! You don't see it coming, right? That was the theme of the night. So I guess we all thought it was going to be Alexa Bliss. It wasn't. It was fucking Roman. So they fucking bamboozled us, and good on them. If the Fiend continues to feud with Roman, if that is the story going forward, I feel like it's going to push Roman into a face situation again. And like, you heard the shit talk. Rucker mentioned it. Is Roman's a heel? Did you fucking hear the shit he was talking? Fucking love it. He was talking shit. And like, there was nothing cool about it.
Or you tell it. So you tell him, Strowman, he's like, I made you. Yeah. You're not a monster without me being here, you know? Like, which I is true, it. Right? Roman did make Braun Strowman.
Oh, so my God.
There's no denying that shit.
Whew. Sorry, I got excited. I jumped on here. Dez just got in about five minutes ago. My heart's pumping, man. I really, like, that's first time in a long time a fucking pay-per-view ends, and I'm, like, hyped. I was falling asleep around 9. Even though it was a good pay-per-view, really, I was tired.
Yeah, I think overall it was a pretty good pay-per-view top to bottom. You know, looking back at my predictions now, I think there would have been too many title changes, and I think that's kind of where I went wrong. But at the same time, I think I did pretty good overall. And we were talking earlier, is NXT going to steal the show? I don't know. I have to give this one to SummerSlam.
Well, NXT was really good. Like,
bigger production, I guess, as well, too.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. I honestly, the Roman Reigns put it over the top for me. Like, Roman Reigns, the Oscar Bailey stuff ended up being really good. Oscar Bailey, Sasha.
Yeah, that was a good story told tonight.
Summer, it was good. It was definitely the better big pay-per-view I've seen in a while.
Cool. All right. So let's go through a few of the matches. We'll go over some takeaways, winners, losers, all that shit. The pay-per-view opened up with our United States Championship match. We had MVP versus Apollo. There was no funny business, and Apollo just won the match, right? Yeah. And I'd said earlier on, I thought this was going to be Cedric Alexander. He threw out that tweet after dropping the 24/7 title quickly back to Shelton, saying something's got to change. And it wasn't going to be tonight. I have a feeling this is going to spill into next week. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, there's a rematch for the United States Championship, or it's Bobby Lashley versus Apollo, because maybe MVP, you know, that he's better as a mouthpiece. Maybe he doesn't need the U.S. title. They feel like, you know, it would be a waste to put it on somebody who's kind of helping talent now, although I think MVP deserves it. But I wouldn't be surprised if this rolls out as I kind of thought it was going to be, just not tonight. I think maybe there's going to be that funny business with Cedric Alexander tomorrow or weeks to come. But look, man, Apollo did retain, which is great on him. He's not a one and done. He's not a flash of the pan. He's been defending that championship belt and pulling out big wins, and he did it again tonight. And then Escape Hurt Business or repping those new gold t-shirts, and retained, still your U.S. champ. Good match. All right, for a pre-show.
Yeah, we were doing our pre-show, so I didn't get to catch it, but God, people are still going on in the chat about Roman here. It's a ditch to laser tag gear. No more D'Lo Brown cosplay. I agree. Roman has to lose that.
Yeah, the chest protector, right? Laser tag gear. That's great. 100%, man. 100%. I never even thought that. It was so obvious. Sure, I'm surprised you got that one before me. And then pay-per-view opens up. Asuka makes sense, right? She's got two matches that night. Might as well throw the first one out there. Having her against Bayley. Look, I don't know really how much I have to get into this, although
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The match was pretty good, back and forth, I thought. Sasha got involved, took advantage, roll up, pin. That's it. She retained.
It was a good match. I thought it was a better match of the two, to be honest.
I thought Sasha and Asuka was fucking great, man.
I found there was... It got going. But I found Bayley just was super fucking aggressive to start that match. And just, I don't know, there was a certain feel to that match I enjoyed more. I mean, the outcome, I'm sure you liked better in the other one. But...
Well, I mean, look, I'm not going to knock Sasha. I thought she looked fantastic in that match. She makes people look good. I thought they both had good chemistry together. I'm happy because there was kind of a legitimate finish to that match. Yeah, somebody jumped up on the apron, copy-paste finish from the previous one, but it didn't work out this time. And she ended up tapping out. Right, cool, I'm happy and all. We got the retribution, no pun intended, of her losing the title. Kind of got screwed out of it a couple weeks back. You know, I kind of let loose on that. But look, things are right again. I like.
This one? I got this for you. I knew you were going to like this. There it is. The ref didn't even come out to check. I thought Sasha's knees were going to be fucking snapped on this one. Look at this. Boom. Yeah, but there's another angle that shows her heels hit first. I don't know, but what do you think Rucker thinks of that picture?
All Sasha Banks fans, though. But look, guys, remember, this is always about the SmackDown Women's Championship. It was always about Bayley. And hey, man, Sasha got a championship reign out of it. So it's not all bad, man. You got two belt banks. You got tons of gifts and images of her with the two belts. You know, like, you got a lot out of it, and it's another title reign for her. It was always about the SmackDown title.
The way that Bayley cost her the match, though, was, I mean, I don't know if their whole point is that to be, like, very much on the line, very gray area, because, like, whether or not Asuka would have hit her with that butt bump, the outcome would have been the same.
Well, she rolled her up off the ropes from off a butt bump, yeah. Right? So she got a roll up on her. Yeah,
but
for
like
sure.
Even
look, I'm not gonna cry.
No. But I'm saying
I like a good.
No, I'm saying when Asuka did it and during the Sasha Banks match, and Bayley moved out of the way, Asuka was still in the rope. So whether she would have hit Bayley or missed Bayley, she was still in the ropes. So Sasha could have still rolled her up. So she did as much as Sasha did for Bayley. So it's going to be weird. I honestly don't think it's coming yet. I think they're going to get over this and move forward.
Well, I think it was like, why didn't you do enough to help me, right? Because like, Asuka got her number. Like, she beat her, right? There wasn't too much funny play. I feel they could have done a little bit something different instead of like trying to copy the ending. But at the same time, also that kind of did make sense. But look, man, I'm happy, obviously.
Look, you better be.
But, you know, I imagine it's going to be short-lived. I think Shane is going to basically take that title off Asuka, but we'll have to wait and see. One thing, and I'm probably wrong on this, folks. But in a recent interview with Asuka, she said she liked wrestling with Shayna Baszler and she would like to win the tag team titles with Shayna Baszler. I don't know if that's her going off the record or her kind of playing into the story, because remember last week they made them both tap out. Well, they not both tap out, but they were both in the chokehold. Sasha outside the ring and Bayley tapped on the inside of the ring. Who will be the number one contenders? It might be them. Imagine that. Imagine it flips around and you have Asuka with both tag team title belts and the Raw Championship. This guy won't be complaining.
I don't think it's that hard or that unimaginable for that to happen. They have a week to build a storyline towards Payback. Look at Marty. Dez going to lose his shit when Asuka loses at Payback.
Well, it depends. Oh, who's she going to face? Is she going to defend her championship already at Payback?
Maybe it's a rematch.
Like, that's pretty quick.
Maybe Bayley gets a shot at her and Bayley gets 3 belts.
Oh my God, fuck off at this point. Move on. That'd piss me off, man.
Oh my God.
Like, they're not going to have a rematch. It's always been about the SmackDown title. Maybe it'll be Baszler. And yes, I fully expect Baszler to take it. So I'm already like bracing myself for that shit. And who knows? Asuka's brain could have been scrambled and she's not even going to wrestle at Payback.
Oh, speaking of injuries, Karrion Kross going for Bailey an MRI.
All belts. Bailey all belts.
Karrion Kross is going for an MRI on his arm.
No way.
Buddy. Yeah. And I mean,
they should have called the audible and had Keith Lee keep that shit then, or at least some kind of DQ.
They call
finish.
It tonight. Keith Lee's heading to Raw tomorrow. Yeah. Look at the screen, my friend. But that's the thing. Everybody's buzzing on Twitter. They're all going to tune in to SmackDown anyways. So have them debut at a pay-per-view. That's the time. It's a fucking advertisement. It's as good as this Keith Lee advertisement. Yeah. Too soon. Should have been a surprise debut from...
The whole thing is they're trying to get ratings now. They're trying to boost the ratings and viewership up.
We got a nice one tonight, though. That, honestly, that's the most surprised I've been in a long time. Because I really didn't think that Roman was even going to show up for the Seth match. And then when that didn't happen, I wasn't even thinking of him showing up for the break.
Okay, so Seth Rollins, Dominic, you know, we saw two debuts this week. We saw Pat McAfee, who blew it out of the water, at least from terms of our expectations for what he was going to do. And then we have Dominic Mysterio, right? First official match. The guy's been kind of putting in the work, doing his promos, getting his beats with the kendo stick. Debuts, got his own attire with a hoodie, keeps flopping in his face.
Yeah, it is annoying. Right?
But at the same time, what do you think? You think he did all right?
I think he did great.
Think he did all right. I think he did all right as well. And you know what? I saw a lot of people shitting on his Eddie Guerrero.
I thought it was good.
Classic. Yeah, dude. You see Kevin Owens do it. You see Sasha Banks. And I'm not knocking their frog splash. The frog splash is good. But his literally looked like Eddie Guerrero. Instead of doing like the tuck in and out really quickly, he just tucks in and then just kind of comes out of it. And yeah, like it really did look good. So, but you shouldn't try it twice.
Evan, you see Evan's. Kid's got a good splash. Got it from his real daddy.
Yeah, for sure. It's funny. I was just watching this past weekend the video of them wrestling where Eddie Guerrero climbs up to the top of the ladder and he's grabbing, I think it was the briefcase for like the custody over Dominic, and Vicky Guerrero was supposed to run out, Mr. Q, and he's just hanging there. And let's go. And he starts slamming the mat. Vicky, where's Vicky?
Yo, the little homage to Rey Mysterio, Eddie Guerrero, with the attire from Seth.
Yeah, Rollins. The Halloween Havoc outfit that Seth had on. That was fantastic, man. I liked the match, man. I thought it was pretty good.
Seth's work tonight was outstanding. The way that he turned and towards Rey Mysterio's wife and started walking towards her, the match itself, it was long. It went on long, but I was entertained the whole way through, and I mean, I was expecting a little bit more out of Dominic. I feel like he didn't really showcase all that much, but what he did do was really good.
For his first match, I think he did.
Yeah, I did. What was the finish to that?
He handcuffed him, and then he was stuck inside the ring. He tried to do the frog splash again, and then he said, "Come, reach for your boy. Reach for your boy." It reminded me, and this is going to be going back deep. A lot of you guys might not remember, but there was the movie Hook, right? Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman was Hook. Where Robin Williams is afraid of heights when he goes back to Neverland, and Hook hangs his kids up from a rope net. And he says, "You want your kids? You're not Peter Pan. Climb up that that mast and just reach out to your kids. And it was like, Dad, reach out. I just want to go home. And he couldn't reach out to him, and it reminded me of that.
You guys are all fucking nerds. Anyways. Even the chat is loving this. Rufio, Rufio, Rufio.
Rufio.
I'm like, well, I've never even seen this movie. What the fuck are you talking about?
Hook? You've never seen
Which
Hook?
One's Hook? Is that the one with...
That's Peter Pan, Robin Williams, Dustin Hoffman. That's a fucking classic,
like the real
man.
Person one or the cartoon? Yeah.
Yeah, with Robin Williams.
I've seen like bits
so
and pieces
good.
Of
So good.
Rucker's asking, best first match. Was it Dominic or McAfee?
Which was the better debut match?
I think McAfee. I agree. McAfee blew my mind.
Yeah,
Even though I think Dominic did like better wrestling stuff, I expected somewhat of that, you know, being Rey Mysterio's son and being kind of in the business and training at the PC for as long as he has versus douchebag Pat McAfee.
Yeah, and I think, anyways, Dominic's going to have the longer career and he's just starting. Like, who knows? He could be like, in WWE for like the next 15 years. For a first match, it's, you know, pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, JP says he thinks Dominic was a better match, but McAfee was more of a surprise. Yeah, McAfee was more pop. Like, the things that he did were like, holy shit. Go to bed. You're drunk, JP. All right. What else? What other matches do we have here? Let's talk about Mandy Rose.
Yeah. That's what I was going to go to next.
Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville. Sonya D, baby. Gone. It's a sad day. I thought Manny couldn't hang with her either. Oh no, she looked good. Yeah, I didn't say that earlier. She got buried by that table. I am the table. She did it backwards, bro. Even I know that. You got to go feet first. Like, Sasha Banks, when she missed on the frog splash, was a better caterpillar than Mandy Rose pulled off. I couldn't find the GIF for it in time. It was so fucking cringy. But yeah, I feel like Sonya Deville looked like $1 million in that match. I mean, Mandy Rose looked great, but like, there was no table spot. I don't think she pulled that table out to start flinging chairs across it.
I wanted that table spot.
They skipped
every time they pulled a table and they don't use it, I'm a little bit disappointed. So I don't know if it was like they were supposed to do it, because when Sonya came off it, Manny was like hesitant for a second, like,
bitch.
Okay. Yeah. And she just hopped back down. Yeah. But, book Sonya Deville to show up in Raw Good Underground call. Down the Good line. Call. Dude, that could be great. I like that. No doubt she'll be returning. I think she has to. I think, man, that girl had a lot going for her. I think just because of all the shit she's going through right now, she probably needs time off. I think that's why they pivoted so quickly last minute to this new stipulation. And maybe she's going to move, go under witness protection program. I don't know. Whatever she needs to feel safe, because she deserves it, man. That's crazy shit she just went through. So no doubt, man. So cool.
Yo.
Great for these two women. They've been feuding for quite some time.
She looked like Matt Hardy when she came. I don't know if you picked up on that.
Broken oh, yeah. Matt she Hardy. Had like the, Yo, and she, yeah, and she's kind of like
she's
grabbing
like,
her face.
Her taunt is just like... fucking weird, man.
Like Victoria, she almost looked at Victoria too.
I don't know
like,
Victoria.
Victoria used to come out
but
and do that.
She did it a few times, and I was like, Sonya, what's going on here? We all know you're leaving, even though like Manny in my predictions, just to fuck with you. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I think we all kind of knew it was. Oh, at least you were just trying to fuck with me.
Sonya Deville, out of WWE. That's gonna be a hit.
And I was watching her during the match too, and I was like, she's really hitting her stride now. It's a really shit shame that she's stepping out too. She's been doing some really great work lately with kind of just her promos and everything.
Too Actually, bad. Rucker makes a good point. It was a weird finish because, yeah, Sonya just kind of got up and walked away.
Yeah. She kind of like got those kicks to the head and then just...
I thought maybe Retribution was coming, or I thought maybe Seth Rollins was going to come grab her. Something along those lines. Seth had already had his match maybe, but... I don't know. It was weird the way that she got up. She kind of no-sold the ending after Mandy kicked the shit out of her. Damn.
Well, you know, she's leaving the company. Fuck her. Who does she have to impress? Or she doesn't have to sell shit. Are they going to do fire?
I doubt she's really leaving. She's staying under contract, I'm sure.
I wonder how the hiatus will last, but I guess we'll wait
and
see.
Watch her show up in AEW. The whole thing was fucking planned to break her contract.
They offer witness protection at AEW. So.
Ah, damn. What else we got on here?
So we got the tag team title match. Yes. I guess this was maybe my least favorite match on the card.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Outside of Apollo and MVP. Just because it wasn't bad. Just that this is just the least exciting one for me, at least memorable one. I really thought that Andrade and Garza, this is going to be their night. I was like so sure. They lost a bunch of times to the Street Profits. Couldn't get it done. The bump to Zelina Vega was kind of weak. Like, of course she's going to be fine, man. Like, Andrade, get fucking back in the game, right? So I thought like they could have done a little bit better in terms of what caused the distraction, what caused the discord between the team. But this could be another one where they just get the rematch tomorrow on Raw and win the tag team titles. Like, I feel like this could be another one of those. Unless they're just going to pull the trigger. Unless they're just going to pull the trigger and have the team explode already.
Payback next week. I bet you it's going to be, right, I guarantee you it's going to be a whole bunch of SummerSlam rematches. It's fucking called Payback.
Right.
Why would they book two pay-per-views 1 week apart? Like, I already have a busy weekend, man. We got to do more shows for this shit. We got to predict it. We got to do a post-show. Wasn't expecting.
Maybe we can just replay the SummerSlam one and it'll be the same thing at Payback.
Yeah, no, I agree, though.
Should be called WWE.
This was the least memorable match on the card. I definitely was searching on Twitter and fucking around during this one.
What else we got? We got, let's talk about Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton.
And still,
yeah. First of all, I guess. I think going to your point about payback, I think Randy Orton and him will probably wrestle, and then that may be when Randy Orton takes the title.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. It did kind of come out of nowhere, but I think it means that the storyline progresses, which is good.
I thought the match was good. I thought Drew was super aggressive. Doing the figure four, playing tribute to Ric Flair. He should have done a move of Christian's. He should have done a move of Edge. He should have done a move of Shawn Michaels. I thought he was going in that direction. Kind of played in a little bit. Maybe it would have been too much. But look, man, Randy Orton ends up not believing his eyes, rolling out of the ring, getting that L against Drew McIntyre. And now we're probably going to be heading to Payback. I can't imagine it's finished.
That's what Cena says. I think he'll get the rematch, Orton and Drew, next Sunday. I think there's going to be a lot of rematches. I think, I bet you, Bailey and Sasha's not going to be Payback. That's for sure. I think it's going to be Sasha, Asuka.
No, of course not. They're defending the tag team titles at Payback.
Yeah, but they could do double duty.
They're going to defend the tag team titles and then face off against each other. Come on, man. You had the Roman Reigns.
That sounds pretty plausible.
Do not ruin
it. Why not? They could do that.
No, do not ruin it. Yeah, let's defend our tag team titles and then wrestle each other for the SmackDown title.
I could see them doing it. They're like, how are they going to make it through this match knowing that they have to fight each
other? They're just dropping these titles at Payback, and then they're going to go on and have their match.
Does Asuka fight at Payback?
I guess maybe against Shayna Baszler. If she's not one of the people in the tag team that takes the belts away, I'd love that. We had Asuka and Baszler beat them last week, so who knows? Or we might have, I don't know. I've got no idea what tag team is going to be facing them, and I think that's what's going to have me tuning into Raw, one of the reasons at least.
So we got Raw, we got SmackDown, we got Payback next week. Jesus Christ, a week to make this happen. That's...
Is it literally next weekend?
Yeah, dude, Sunday.
Or the weekend after. Oh, it is this weekend. Holy shit, eh? Jesus, these guys don't wait a minute.
Beard, it says Shayna versus Asuka, and Nia interrupts to fuck up Shayna.
Well, yeah, so that's funny.
If Asuka retains that, you're going to be pissed.
If Shayna came out during the pre-show panel and basically was saying, like, she has next. the Raw title. So she's claiming that stake. But the commentators ended up saying, the panel said, well, Nia also says the same thing, right? So it actually might end up being Nia versus Shayna to see who goes on to face Asuka. It's possible because it seems like she's going to go through Nia to get to Asuka. So I don't know what that means for when she faces him. It could be tomorrow on Raw. But I also know they mentioned that Nia is still suspended, technically, right? So
what did Nia get suspended for?
Beating up an official, that redhead dude with the pink pants.
Remember that. Don't remember that. Evan says, I hope I hate that word. Retribution totally fucks up payback, just wrecks it to get some heat.
Yeah, I agree with Rucker too, man. We're going to finally get Sasha versus Bayley, which is going to be dope. And we're going to get a heel Roman versus a face Fiend. I'm excited. I'm really curious to see how this goes. Roman Reigns coming back tonight was pretty big, man. Pretty good way to cap off SummerSlam.
Heel Roman and face Fiend scares the fuck out of me, dude. Honestly. That's going to be a tough one to pull off. Going to be a really tough one to pull off, I think. Because people are going to like badass Roman. And they're going to cheer him. And people are going to boo the Fiend. And it's so easy for the Fiend to be bad. I mean, he's a fucking asshole. You think Alexa Bliss could get tied into this still?
I don't know, man. That's the big question mark. Like, where do they go with Bliss from here? Is it just like they forget about it and she's back to being Alexa Bliss next week? Because she's not going to really play into the Fiend and Roman Reigns unless she is Sister Abigail, which I don't think she is. I think she was just a puppet. I don't know. It's like they were really going down, really pushing hard with Alexa Bliss, and then just what happened?
I don't know, but it came out of nowhere. And that's the most important thing. Surprises at the end of pay-per-views. They feel great, man. Like, I'm excited to see what's going to happen this week in wrestling. It's just that fucking payback. That's such a mistake. After SummerSlam, especially. But I hope Evan's right that, like, somehow it doesn't happen. Something along those lines.
Rucker. Maybe Alexa called Roman since Bray and Braun were being mean to her. Could have been
pretty badass, though, if Alexa starts hanging out with Roman. She's like, oh, it's the teeth.
But remember, NXT, right? The infamous match between Bayley and Sasha, right? Remember that? People still remember it as potentially the greatest women's match of all time. Sure. So they have a chance to recreate magic years after with all the experience under their belt. Sign me up.
Oh, there's no way. No, Rucker. Sorry, Marty. There's no way Roman's not going to be there this week. He's going to be there on SmackDown. He's got to be there.
He's got a new t-shirt to sell.
He's
got to
explain himself, right? Hopefully he doesn't come out and he's like, oh, I've been booed and disrespected by the fans.
So we have these people, right? Like Kyle O'Reilly, Roman Reigns. You know, they had to take precaution because they're at higher risk with the whole COVID thing going on. I get it. You know, completely understandable. Kyle O'Reilly comes back, obviously, because I guess he needs a paycheck, or maybe he's convinced that they're doing a really good job at, I guess, COVID testing. Roman Reigns, too, he's back now, right? I guess, you know, he had his twins. Maybe he was on paternity at the same time, and maybe now he just feels confident. I just hope that's the case. I just hope these guys don't come back and get sick, especially if they're high risk.
Heel Roman. Marty's saying he needs to be there and then call out Dwayne in his swear on the roster. I don't know what that is. Oh, shit on the roster promo. Oh, man. If we get Rock versus Roman.
Well, this could be a prelude to Rock versus Roman in WrestleMania. Maybe he's going to be an asshole all the way to WrestleMania.
Stop calling him Dwayne, goddammit. If it's Rock versus Roman, holy shit.
In Hollywood, yeah. Wow.
We'll see if it's going to be in Hollywood.
In the
Thunderdome. I love the Thunderdome, by the way. Like,
I like the production. I mean, you got the crowd was good. No,
it felt like there was people there. I know they put sounds in, but it was definitely a step up from the PC.
Did you catch the Fire Velveteen Dream?
Well, I saw this. I saw the meme on Twitter there, or I saw the post on Twitter. And
Raid Center Screen.
Good on fucking WWE, man. Taking the chance on something like that. Like, I don't care what anybody says.
How do they monitor those things? Like, how do they know? I'm sure you sign up. I don't know if any of you guys know how you do it. Do you sign up, you pay money, and you're on the screen for a while, I guess?
I don't think you
have
to pay.
And then what? Do you have to have, like, terms and conditions where you can't show your dick, you can't flash your tits, you can't be drunk, you can't be showing AEW stuff? Like, how do they catch you? How did they monitor?
There's probably like
stuff?
One person watching 10 cameras. There's only like what, maybe 200 cameras in there. There's not that many. Can't be that hard.
Like two people could just start doing it.
Yeah, but there's that fucking delay, Des. There's a delay.
But then how, when people were losing, they're like booing and cheering, I guess, like they waited 5 seconds to show it or 10 seconds to show it.
There's a delay on the whole product, like the whole broadcast. Did you notice at one point the...
You sign up, agree not to smoke, drink, etc.
At one point, the first three rows went blank.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I saw it, I blacked out like once or twice. I thought it was like a nipple slip or some shit.
Oh, yeah, Mandy Rose, I'm pretty sure her nipple slipped.
Asuka's nipple came out.
Oh.
Hear that, guys? Legit, when she had Sasha in the sleeper hold, her nip came out. You can see
it. You heard it here first, guys. Talking Mania. Talking nip slips. What was that guy on the internet, MrSkins.com, where he would tell you exactly where the celebrities showed their tits in movies? That's the post-show of SummerSlam.
They ban you if you break a rule. I guess banning is like you can't ever go back or be on it.
Just make a new email.
Is it free? Do you have to pay to be on that?
I don't think you have to pay. I'm always curious to know, like, when you sit there, is your view the same as mine, or do they give you a specific view from your seat?
No.
Because that would be sick. Because you saw Bailey going up to the videos and like kicking them and shit like that. So I'm wondering if like you're sitting there getting fucking kicked in the face.
Yeah. Would have been cool if somebody went up and like drew a mustache on somebody or interacted. It would have been fun. I like Kevin Owens. He's like, these guys are my friends.
Yeah, Kevin Owens was very non-kayfabe tonight when he came out.
Yeah. He changed his image to black as well too. So people are starting to speculate that maybe he is part of Retribution as well too.
I think they're asking people to fuck around. Like, I think Alexa Bliss fucked on all of us all week, saying that she was, you know, somewhat going to be involved.
Or they were like, just like, you know, fuck around with us because we don't know what the finish is. We're going to change things last minute. And who knows, up until last minute, she could have been involved.
Yeah, but they knew Roman was coming back for a while, man. That pay-per-view is named after him.
Yeah, I guess
like,
so.
Michael Cole made it very clear. You weren't expecting that. Roman's back. The big dog.
Well, we had heard about it, but we just didn't know when it was going to come back. And like, it didn't make sense for when he came back. Well, it caught us off by surprise. We're like, whoa, shit. I didn't think he'd come back at this match of all matches and then come back as a heel, right? With those shiny new pearly whites.
Yeah, that's going to take some getting used to. But whatever. He's jacked as 100%. Fuck. It all comes down to... I want to know, is this guy going to have a new theme song? Is he going to have new attire? And what's he going to come out as?
Here's an interesting point out on the chat. Retribution is essentially another name for Payback.
God. JP. Pulling out the thesaurus tonight. Holy shit. Where was all this cleverness on Tribomania, my brother? JP with the words. Oh, yeah. That is him. I was thinking JP was me. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to sleep, man. I'm like all hyped up. I'm going to be reading about this and watching other podcasts. I want to see people's reaction. Fucking great.
Yeah, man. Definitely a great SummerSlam in the books. I definitely kind of went in there with my expectations and
Anything you were let down with?
I'm happy, satisfied. I mean, I wanted the tag team titles to change hands. I wanted to see Andrade and Angel Garza take those. I'm a little bit bummed to see Sonya Deville leave after kind of putting on such good performance and the momentum she had over the past couple of weeks/months. But not really. I mean, even Asuka and Sasha Bailey, story's been good now. All is right with the world. Asuka has her championship back. And we finally get to see Bailey and Sasha tear it up. These three women are fantastic. I mean, there's lots of other great women in WWE too, but like fucking fantastic.
How happy are you that Asuka is the new Raw Women's Champion?
I wasn't surprised. So it's not like I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, I figured this. Look, listen to the pre-show. I nailed it 100%, right? So I'm not surprised. I'm just, the question would have been if she came back losing both, how pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have
been. There were moments in that back and forth submission game that they were doing where I was like, oh, fuck. Rucker says Sasha's still better than Asuka. I know, bro. Who's the champ?
Look, man. To each their own.
That powerbomb, though. Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
It's fake. Yeah, we know it's fake.
The powerbomb?
Oh, no.
Fake?
Wrestling. We know wrestling's.
Then I don't get how that ties in with Sasha's better than Asuka. It's fake. It's all fake. Who's better at being fake? J-Bomb's audio just cut out. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Am I back?
Yes, you are back.
Wow. Voice meter potato. Fuck you. Can you still hear the music? All right. Yeah. Well, let's wrap it up before things get worse. Guys, SummerSlam in the banks. Thank you for joining us. What would you grade it if you had to grade it overall?
I don't know. Pretty decent overall. Maybe an A minus.
Go with a B to a B plus. That Roman Reigns really put it over at the end. I wanted a bit more out of the Asuka matches. It was good, but like I said, the double ending was a little bit weak. The Fiend versus Braun Strowman could have been better. And yeah.
So I will say, I always enjoy women's wrestling, so that was a big treat for me tonight. One thing I feel like they missed on here is I think that after they Bayley had beaten Asuka, they should have beat the shit out of her, even more so, right? Then her match against Sasha, she could have came out like as the evil clown. And a lot of people were talking about that too. She kind of came out, just fucking came out, and they could have put on a clinic. They did put on a good match.
I
thought it could have been a good opportunity.
That on top of that, I think that they could have given a little bit more story being told between Bayley and Sasha. Because now we got to wait till SmackDown, I assume, or are they going to be on Raw?
Talking about, they've been telling this story since like months before
WrestleMania. No, but she could have been more mad with her at the end of the match. You know what I mean? They kind of just gave a look and then they left it at that. And then they cut away pretty quickly.
Well, because they haven't lost the tag team titles yet. That's why. That's next. At Payback, guys.
If payback happens. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us at the chat here on Sportscaster. If you don't mind hitting that like button below, it really helps us out on the platform. You guys know where to find us. Shout out to all of our patrons, Boot to the Face, Chaos Theory, Evan Gomez, Wally Betancourt, and Danny Pond. Danny, where the fuck are you, bro? Been a long time.
Yeah, where's Danny? Has anybody got Danny Pond? Help us find Danny Pond. Let's put him on a milk
pot. I DM the guy like every 2 weeks or so. Nothing. Anyways, Dez, enjoy your week. Enjoy Raw tomorrow. We'll talk this week. On behalf of Talking Mania, J-Bomb is out. Dez, say bye.
Happy Rusev Day.